Hello, this is Tom Castaldi, and I'm on a local treasure we call the Heritage Trail. This path into our history offers a unique opportunity to learn more of the character of our community. When the Heritage Trail was organized in time for the 1994 bicentennial celebration as a walking trail available to the public, a self-guided tour map was published. It serves as a companion for the walker or bike rider by following blue and white street signs on a trail featuring over 50 historical markers. To direct us along our radio tour of the trail, we're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook written by Michael Hawfield and George Mather, who were ably assisted by Craig Cowan, Tom Kane, Karen Gardner, Irene Walters, and Mike Westfall. ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization, serves as its financial trustee. Today we'll be learning about the Fort Wayne home once owned by a person who probably touched the lives of virtually everyone in this country because of a knitting process he brought to America. That home of beautiful Queen Anne style is standing at 1026 West Berry Street. It was built in 1898 by Theodore F. Thieme, a prominent Fort Wayne manufacturer at the turn of the 20th century. A small theater, designed by the prominent local architects Wing and Mahurin, was added in 1922. Later, the home was donated to the Fort Wayne Art Association and served as the art school in Fort Wayne for nearly seven decades, until 1991, when the Department of Fine Arts at Indiana University, Purdue University at Fort Wayne, opened a new facility on its campus. Theodore F. Thieme was born in Fort Wayne in 1857 to a German immigrant family that operated the Thieme Brothers clothing store. Theodore graduated from the New York College of Pharmacy in 1876 and worked for a time at the Myers Brothers drugstore. Later, Thieme managed his own pharmacy until 1890. Thieme had an inspiration that resulted in a first of its kind in the United States. He had made a visit to Germany where he realized the possibilities of developing an American-made line of fine hosiery. In 1891, Thieme, with an investment of $30,000, established the Wayne Knitting Mills. At first, his full-fashion hosiery operations were manufactured in rented spaces in a three-story building at the northeast corner of Clinton and Main Streets. Thieme built his own factory in 1893 on West Main Street, in what was popularly known as the Nebraska neighborhood because it was so far out west of town. There, he continued making the nationally famous Wayne knit hosiery for men and women and pony stockings for children. During the late 1800s, Theodore Thieme's Wayne Knitting Mills provided a large dormitory as well as a clubhouse for the use of its hundreds of employees. In 1923, however, Thieme sold the company to the Munsingware Corporation of Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, there's a lot to discover out here on the Heritage Trail. If you'd like a free self-guided tour map of the Heritage Trail, stop by ARCH's office at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Or for more information, go to the web address at archfw.org. Well, our time is up and our visit to this outstanding home has come to an end. This is Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.